on that. So what you've done, really, the perseverance, it's commendable to be part of something larger than yourself and to accomplish what you've done.
Thank you.
Yes.
Any other parting words?
If we can do this, anyone can do this to their yards, plant a native garden, so...
And I'd like to mention, too, we'll be holding an opening event, a formal opening for this garden, on Saturday, August 23rd at 11 o'clock. That'll be at the library in Carnegie, 300 Beechwood Avenue. And just some light refreshments, a little bit of education about the plants, and a celebration of a job well done.
Perhaps we'll see if we can send one of our teen reporters out to cover that from that program. I think it could be a good story.
Oh, yeah, that'd be nice.
I'll mention that. Thank you to all of you, Jack Keeney, Chris Litterland, and Walker Evans. Congratulations, Jack.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia Mountain Streams, radio.org, Tube City Online, WMCK.FM Keysport, and SLBRadio.org. /radio.
One of the big news items of the past year concerned the fact that China, which we call Red China, exploded a nuclear bomb, which we called a device. Then Indonesia announced that it was going to have one soon, and proliferation became the word of the day. Here's a song about that. We got the bomb, and that was good, 'cause we love peace, and 'cause the balance of power's maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Then Indonesia claimed that they were gonna get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next? Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who. So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord's our shepherd, says the psalm, but just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's next? A Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco. We'll try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Professor Tom Lehrer at the Saturday Light Brigade. And this, our last hour for this morning, is soon going to feature live music from the group known as Orange G. We are getting them set up and ready to go in our other studio, and they'll be here momentarily. Thank you.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
We've had a lot this morning. You know, what we haven't had is a bit of John Hartford. Let's correct that now here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Well, he likes black coffee, fried eggs, and a well-done T-bone steak. He likes a red dress and a pearly white teeth and the flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know, you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River, running in the Pittsburgh trade, with the inspection office in Louisville, at a desk for a very short time. And he played in a band on two different boats, working for the Stratfuss line. And long ago he smoked reefer, and even made home brew. And the reefer come in through New Orleans, back before World War II. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Sits and smokes an old eyebolt cigar, says he doesn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. Oh, the railroad trains, the bus and the planes are taking up all the slack. He been a-watching all those river towns slowly turn their back. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. From a real old time way of life, he had to fight to just learn how. He might even have voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. Well, Friday night, he makes the best damn gumbo you'd ever want to eat. Saturday morning, before everyone's up, he's gone off down to the fleet. He's just a feller, worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. You're as pretty as he is ugly, and he's the happiest man alive. You've got him into believing that old men are back in style. Now you see these oysters Benville and this baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up and be an old man just like him. He's just a feller, worked on the river all
draws life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now.
Them down home summertime blues. Me and Benny Joe and his brother named Waterboy all went down to see old Uncle Roy. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. What's that making that terrible roar? All that fuss down by the store. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Cotton gin humming and the sea balls flying. Barefoot children just a fighting and crying. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Well, down by the water tank, down by the depot, see that train just a rolling in really slow. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Hot box burning and the sand pipe flowing, brass bell ringing and the black smoke blowing. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Pick one. Pretty young women, Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Sitting on the bank in the dark, cool shady, just talking all about them uptown ladies. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Look at them cows, them horny old cattle, just tromping that cane down, making it rattle. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Chewing them stalks and picking that fodder, giving that milk and good sweet butter. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Got them down home summertime blues. Sitting on the platform staring at a boxcar, sliding and a picking that depot guitar. Lord, I got them down home summertime blues. Play me some depot guitar, son.
Nice to hear Norman Blake with a song for the season, Down Home Summertime Blues, and John Hartford, and Let 'Em Go On, Mama. Have a great group coming up who I'm looking forward to hearing more of. I heard them during the sound check. They are ready to go. You'll get a chance to meet each of them and hear five or six songs. Join me as we welcome Orange G.
A walk on this island, I feel nothing. Nothing between us, I rarely do. who likes the dissection of fly in a bottle, sitting wingless and asked to smile. But I saw it coming like a drink on a plane, rolling up towards me so slowly up the lane. They say a good punching bag never gets out of the way, so why don't you hit it straight? From constant pressure, formed to transgress the past crimes, you're like a magician folding time. Couple of words and I'm back in detention. But I saw it coming like a drink on a plane, rolling up towards me so slowly. Say a good punching bag never gets out of the way, so why don't you hit it straight?
That's Orange G here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Mark, is that your song?
Absolutely, yeah. I wrote that, yeah.
I thought so. And I really like, I heard the refrain as I saw you coming like a drink on a plane. And that immediately captured me. When did you write that?
I wrote that in the pandemic. 2021, somewhere around then, yeah.
Well, it's great. Tell me a bit. It's Mark Ribes. I got that right?
Yeah, Ribes, yeah.
Ribes. I'm a little close. You're being very generous. Have you been in the area long, or tell me a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I moved here about 15 years ago. I love Pittsburgh. Great city. And,
Where were you prior to that?
I was in Madison, Wisconsin before that.
Madison seems like a good place from everything I've heard about it, but I'm glad you like it here.
Lovely city, yeah. Madison's a great bike town, and Pittsburgh, over the 15 years I've been here, has become such a lovely bicycling town, so yeah.
Now, how long has the band been together?
We've been playing together as a team since, I want to say, April? Yeah, April, yeah.
So it's been a while. Let's meet the rest of the band. I'm going to go over to Sarah, who is the first person I've ever met that is going to play glockenspiel and violin, glockenspiel or spiel and violin at the same time, or not at the same time, but in the same gig. Which came first?
Violin by about 35 years.
And are you from this area? Or
Not originally. I've been in Pittsburgh for about 14 years off and on, but I'm originally from Augusta, Georgia. And I've been playing violin since I was 9 years old, and I've been playing glockenspiel since December.
And what attracted you to the glockenspiel?
Mark. Mark asked me to come and play with him on a few gigs on the violin, and he said he had some songs in mind that would be really served by the glockenspiel, so he very generously lent me his glockenspiel.
It's a great instrument. The one thing I always think about, because I've played it a little bit, is if you make a mistake, it really shows. A glockenspiel, not that other instruments don't, but a glockenspiel, you know, you get one note half a step up or half a step down, it rings out, and it's like, here I am, you found me. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
And I feel like I know the next guy. Sam Berman I think we've met.
I think I was on the show maybe years ago with another artist back in the day, like pre-COVID.
Yeah, Sam's playing a conga, djembe, I'm sorry. And you're the percussionist for the group.
Yes.
I know you're from this area, right?
Right.
And any thoughts about the group as it comes together?
It's quite a process right now, since we've only been playing probably since like April. So I've gone from playing acoustically to actually doing a full kit. But it's very helpful when it comes to actually wanting to record the songs.
Excellent. I was curious, are you guys working on any recordings?
Yeah, so I released an album in 2022, and we're working on recording the follow-up now. So I have a bunch of new songs.
Excellent.
We.
We, yes, that's good. And let me go, let's meet Cecily McGowan, who is on upright bass, and I'm glad. Thank you for bringing the big bass here. Tell me, are you from this area originally?
I'm originally from like the Butler County area, but I grew up in State College, Pennsylvania. I moved here for college about 12 years ago. And other than a brief stint living back at home during the pandemic, I've been here ever since. I fell in love with the area.
I'm glad. Where did you go to college in Pittsburgh?
Duquesne University.
For music?
Yes.
That's not something to hide. That's a great thing. You didn't have Trish Imbrunio as a teacher by any chance? Great bass player.
I did not. I studied with Jeff Mangone and And Jeff Turner was the studio head at the time. So, like, I interacted with him a bunch. He was also the orchestral director. Really, really great experience.
Yeah, people, I hope, recognize, but not everybody does. We're really blessed with some incredible music schools, conservatory-type music schools here in the Pittsburgh area. The group is Orange G. And is your next gig the Bellevue Music Festival? Yeah. Well, I'm excited because I think it's going to be the first Bellevue Music Festival. I say that because I live in that area, and so I'm pretty sure this is new. And September 27th is when you'll be there. You can learn more about this band at orangegmusic.com. I always want to say, like, there's that old knock-knock joke that, like, says, "Orange, you glad I didn't do this?" or "Orange, you happy today?" or whatever. It's orangegmusic.com. Easy to say. What would you like to do next?
So we have a song about getting older. Yeah.
Perfect. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting older. So if you're listening, you can relate somehow. Here's Orange G.
I took a chance, spun a wheel, I threw a dime into a pond, expecting nothing. Obelisk raced to the sun. It didn't fall, surprised everyone except my best friend. I know the donkey's tail may never find a home. Wishes unfulfilled despite all the candles blown. So many parties thrown. When you get old, I want you to know, you stay on that road. Hourglass, blank slate, measured every grain. It kept on moving, dripping away from me. The fixate, the pillowcase, I filled it up with so many treasures and stomach aches. I know the donkey's tail may never find a home. Wishes unfulfilled despite all the candles blown. So many parties thrown. When you get old, I want you to know, you stay on that. Take your time, rest your eyes. Don't let the stopwatch make you compromise. Took a chance, spun a wheel, threw a dime into the pond, expecting nothing. Up at the sky for a reason for magic or just illusions. I know the donkey's tail may never find a home. Wishes unfulfilled despite all the candles blown. So many parties thrown. But when you get old, I want you to know.
Orange G here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I often don't read set lists. I try not to read set lists. I keep reading yours because these songs have such interesting titles. Was that Donkey's Tale?
Yeah.
Okay. I see it. And because the next one's there, and it's orangegmusic.com, and because I want to be sure we get all your songs and It's a very interesting title, if that indeed is the next one. It's called Apocalypse Playbook. I do have to say I'm a little afraid of the song, given its name. Is there anything I should do to protect myself? Or
well, there are four plays in the playbook, and you just have to choose one and recognize that that's what you're doing.
Okay, so there are four different plays in the Apocalypse playbook. I'll listen carefully. And no zombies, I hope. Maybe. Okay. Here again. Here's Orange G.
She's got good posture, the kind you rarely see. But all the reflections disagree. She's straight and narrow, crookedly. Learn to respect all the living beings. She's wrapped in shadows underneath. She reaches out through the in-between. Follow the rules, don't follow the ruler. Don't follow the rules, follow the ruler. Through the one-way screen, wants to know a bit about everything. Her brows are furrowed at all the greed, knows her way around broken things. Speaks with honesty, not afraid to say what she really thinks. Follow the rules, don't follow the ruler. Got good posture, the kind you rarely see, but all the reflections disagree. She'll care forever, sisterly. She knows what's happening. Don't follow the ruler. Don't follow the rules. Follow the ruler. Follow the rules. Follow the ruler. Don't follow the rules. Don't follow the ruler.
That is Orange G, and to help protect myself from the apocalypse, I was looking at their website. You might want to look at it too. As they were playing, orangegmusic.com. The Void Bereft is the name of an album of theirs that you can purchase, and I think you'll probably enjoy it. I like the way you've described yourself as an experimental folk indie group. You also, Mark, it mentions you were doing some collaborations with some folks in the UK. How did that come about?
Yeah, so during the pandemic, I made all sorts of friends on the internet from all over the world. There's a pretty vast community of musicians out there. And I met two friends of mine, John Mitchie and Chris Willows, in the UK. And we had some songs that were unfinished, and we helped each other finish them and put out an EP under the name The Round Lakes. So The Donkey's Tale that we played was off that.
Excellent. Well, you have now donned the banjo, and the glockenspiel is coming out from Sarah. So what's the next song?
The next song is called Do You. You know, the kindest thing that you can say to somebody is, don't change.
They say words don't mean a thing, though they often bite and sting, and our hearts are kind of prone. So many sticks and stones, I may not change your mind. We're often kind of blind, no matter how long you peer. Sighted in the mirror, so please don't change a thing. You're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. We'll paint you into stars. I'll see you in the sky most every single night. On my mind, done until the end of time. You can't hear it from your dad, your sister, mom, or aunt. That longtime family friend, it won't mean anything. And we walk through life so long before we ever meet anyone who knows just what to say and keep our tears at bay. So please don't change a thing. You're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. They'll paint you into stars. I'll see you in the sky most every single night. Keep you on my mind until the end of time. Storm clouds, they vie for spaces in our minds. They seek to occupy, impede and deny. So please don't change a thing. You're a wonderful human being, just the way you are. I paint you in
Orange Chi. And that song you'll find on their recording available online, The Void Bereft. It's on Bandcamp, and it's also at orangegmusic.com. And a great song, a beautiful glockenspiel playing, seemed very natural. And nice banjo work as well. I'm really enjoying listening to you, and I like how mellow these songs sound. When you're at the Bellevue Music Festival, which is September 27th, will this be the sound, or do you organize yourself a little differently when you play live?
So our live setup is a little different. Sam will be on a full kit, and one thing that we do that makes us a little more experimental is I collect sounds. I collect, you know, ambient sounds from the environment out in the world, and then put them together into little collages that we play over. And
okay, so you're going to trigger those as part of your music?
Absolutely, yeah. So that's part of the live sound that we do, yeah.
Now you're enticing, not that I wasn't enticed before. So you'll have these samples to play. I don't want to steal your thunder, but can you give an example or two of like something you've collected and used?
So the other day I was walking through a park in my hometown, and there was this really rusty swing, and it sounded kind of like an elephant when you swing on it. And so I made sure to get a recording of that for sure.
We may have to put you to use on, you know, we have a puzzle around 8 o'clock called The Sound Hound, where we play a sound and you have to identify what made that sound. We may need to subcontract that out to you. Today it was a socket wrench, you know, that kind of sound. Last week it was a shopping cart with its distinctive sound. So I'm sure you must have hundreds.
Oh yeah, it's kind of a chore to keep track of them all, but I have a system, so that's good. Yeah,
excellent. You've got a couple more songs to do. What's next?
So this next one is about your memory and hanging on to it as long as you can.
Sounds good. Here again is Orange G.
Landmarks wither in the distance as I leave the world behind. I can sense your persistence. I know your heart is kind. Leave the city for the weekend. Recharge your urgency. I wander aimlessly. I ponder what it means to look askance at what I knew was true. Search the room for the key that for so long barred the door. Armed with weaponry that had felt so natural. Set your mind at ease. These strangers don't mean any harm. I reach
Orange G music. I've been enjoying the music quite a bit, and I hope you are too. Their last song is coming up, and I want to be sure, I've been mostly talking to Mark as the songwriter, did anybody want to add anything about the band itself or the music you're playing or other groups? Cecily is calling me. I saw Mark's got an ukulele that's come out.
I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I've had with this group because, double bass, upright bass, whatever you want to call it, was my primary instrument in college. And then that was like 10 years ago. And I barely have gotten that many chances to play just like the very occasional like accompaniment thing for like a musical or the odd orchestral thing here and there. It's mostly been electric for me. And the fact that Mark specifically sought me out with this giant thing, I really, really appreciate the fact that it's given me an opportunity to really reconnect with like the first instrument that I really fell in love with. And what's also very funny is that I've been playing it a lot more in other contexts as well recently. So that's very cool.
Thank you for sharing that. I would think people would want you to bring the double bass out.
You know where to find me.
That is Cecily McGowan. Anybody else? Sam? Sarah? Sarah's calling me over.
Yeah, I want to echo what Cecily said, actually, because my primary instrument in college as well was violin, and played in pit orchestras and all kinds of weddings and everything. And this is a completely different context because a lot of what I'm doing is improvising, and that's something that I didn't grow up doing. I grew up in a very classical background. And so meeting Mark, met him in an open mic. He invited me to jam with him. I was terrified, but I got over it, and I'm having a whole lot of fun, and I'm just so grateful to be here.
I'm happy to hear that. That was Sarah Greenwald. Sam Berman, any great insights?
This is, like I said, it's a work in progress, but I'm very grateful to be a part of this. I'm always grateful when people ask me to be, their drummer in some capacity. And this is something that's really exciting to see what happens in the future.
Thank you. I think in addition to collecting sounds, Mark has shown that he likes to collect people too, and he's come up with a great collection. I think that's fair. Mark, it's Rebez?
Rebez, yeah.
Rebez. I'm getting there. Rebeiz, orangegmusic.com. Anything else you want to mention?
I'd say I'm so fortunate to have these wonderful musicians. They're all in bands themselves, and songwriters and whatnot. And playing in a band is all about learning to collaborate, and that's something that all us humans need to learn how to do.
Well, we're fortunate to have you here as well. What are you going to finish up with?
So this last one is called Orion's Arrow, and it's about time and judgment and doing everything you can with that one life you have to live.
I want to thank you all for being here today. Here again, Orange G.
Stand and draw an arrow knocked. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Illuminate an empty street. I make my way to my new place. The hunt is on for that black swan. You chase it across the night sky.
be strapped and bottled up. It keeps on moving forward.
With us. I hope you enjoyed them. RNGmusic.com.
And what is it that put America in the forefront of the nuclear nations? And what is it that will make it possible to spend $20 billion of your money to put some clown on the moon? Well, it was good old American know-how, that's what. As provided by good old Americans like Dr. Werner von Braun. Gather round while I sing you of Werner von Braun, a man whose allegiance is ruled by expedience. Call him a Nazi, he won't even frown. A Nazi schmatzi, says Werner von Braun. Don't say that he's hypocritical. Say rather that he's apolitical. Once the rocket's up, who cares where they come down? That's not my department, says Werner von Braun. Some have harsh words for this man of renown, but some think our attitude should be one of gratitude, like the widows and cripples in old London town, who owe their large pensions to Werner von Braun. You too may be a big hero, once you've learned to count backwards to zero. In German or English, I know how to count down. And I'm learning Chinese, says Werner von Braun.
Tom Lehrer. If you are listening to our Pittsburgh affiliate, WRCT, I'm sure you will hear more Tom Lehrer today. Thank you to all of our guests, Orange G, great to have you here. Also, Brian Junker, Susan Spangler, and Ted Cimarata, who were here talking about All Together, PGH.com, the festival to benefit Pittsburgh's immigrants and refugee community, August 7th through the 10th. Thanks to Jackson Keeney, a Eagle Scout 2B, for coming here to talk about the Native Plants Teaching Garden he put together at Andrew Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall, with support from its director, Walker Evans, and Chris Litterland, a community member who assisted in that project. And thanks to our guests from Youth Shakespeare Society of Pittsburgh, who will be presenting The Tempest and gave us a preview. The Tempest will be at Ross Municipal Center Park, August 15th to 17th, 7:30 showtimes for each of them. Each of the shows, that is. Ty Trosky books our program. Chad Green is technical director, technical associate. Ellis Dorham, our education team, who has been working so hard in the midst of our camps, includes Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Alex Bennett, Megan Valley, Ben Rutkowski, and Joseph Kukula, who manages our youth media center. Lila George and Monet West are here as interns. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. We will look for you again. We'll meet you right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Ola, who manages our youth media center. Lila George and Monet West are here as interns. Robert Gray is our director of operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me. We will look for you again. We'll meet you right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
almost sounds like a little bit of Chuck Mangione there at the end.